the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, it is time for our weekly travel slot, and Sarah Slattery of thetravelexpert.ie joins me. With all the unrest in the Middle East, Sarah, a number of other luxury holiday destinations such as the Caribbean are soaring in popularity. Where are people looking to, and where should we go to first?
Hi, Danny. Yeah, it's particularly, I think, for people who had planned big trips for special occasions, whether it's honeymoons or anniversaries and things like that, and they're looking for an alternative. The Caribbean seems to be kind of the obvious choice for people looking for a beach holiday. And I know British Airways added 50,000 seats just to St. Lucia alone. Mm. And the surge, the Google search is up 50% for Caribbean holiday searches compared to this time last year. So it's definitely kind of, I suppose, a direct comparison. But when you think that, like, there's Dubai alone had 20 million visitors last year, Abu Dhabi 26 million, like, those, that's people staying over, not just passing through. All those people are looking to go somewhere else, you know, where they would normally go. So it is obviously driving a lot of prices up for destinations flying east. But when you go west, it's definitely it's where you should get better value.
And what, so just for, say, someone who maybe hasn't even started their homework on this, I mean, a trip to St. Lucia, I mean, what's that roughly going to cost you?
Yeah, well, I was having a look now. Basically, I suppose the summertime, the best time to go to the Caribbean is the winter. So I just priced it from November. And you could get a really nice, the SoCo House. It's a lovely all-inclusive property. It's kind of boutique, adult-only hotel. $17.99, including your flights and your all your meals, drinks and everything for the week. And it's not just, you know, a lot of people think St. Lucia, which it is, but there's also plenty to do there. There's quite a lot of adventure. There's the world's only drive-in volcano. So lots of kind of rainforest where you can do zip lining and kind of jungle trekking and hiking and all that sort of stuff. Plus, it's got a good kind of food scene as well, a bit of a mix of French and British heritage. So plenty to do in St. Lucia besides the beaches and the water sports and things like that. Mm.
And people may not be aware that Aer Lingus is now offering direct flights from Dublin to Barbados for spring 2026 until the end of May.
Yeah, Barbados, yeah, that's right, absolutely, yeah. And we're not sure whether they're going to continue on for the winter.
Yeah.
But they have agreed that they are going to put Mexico back on from October. That's finishing up at the end of April and it's starting back at the end of October.
Yeah.
So we will have direct flights there. And there is direct flights to Mexico in the summer as well with TUI charter flights. So Mexico is definitely a really, really good option. Barbados is great if you want to kind of go in last minute for the next kind of stick up to the end of May. But if you're looking for direct flights, Cancun is a really, really good option.
Very popular option, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, particularly in the summertime, like the charter flights for someone who had booked a 2 week trip, you can get a 2 week holiday in a 5-star hotel, all inclusive, for about €1,900 with your flights, all your meals, drinks in a top rated 5-star. And you don't, you know, there's a lot more again to Cancun than just the actual kind of lively honky tonk resort. If once you travel down the coast a little bit, there's much nicer kind of places and plenty of things to see and do along there as well.
And there are other options like the Dominican Republic who are coming in, you know, at reason, like, they're not extortionate in terms of the prices that you might pay. Like, I mean, if you're looking at that long holiday, you're almost prepared to pay a few quid, but there's good value in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, and there's direct flights from Belfast as well. I was trying to kind of pick places that I thought maybe listeners may not be aware, because the direct flights is a huge advantage, particularly just even on flights and savings, as well as obviously the convenience of it. But about €1,600 sterling for a 5-star. I picked out the impressive Punta Cana. It's the one that was featured on Married at First Sight in the UK. It's a very popular hotel and it's, again, a luxury hotel with plenty of restaurants, bars, water sports, all that kind of thing. And plenty in Dominican Republic, very diverse as well. Plenty of things to see and do there. The oldest city in the Americas, Santo Domingo's there. So you've as well as beaches, there's plenty of things to do.
And Sarah, overall, your advice, I mean, obviously, you know, there's always the option of trying to put a trip together yourself. But I mean, with these sort of long haul trips where you are, I suppose, spending that few extra quid and you probably want that extra bit of security. I mean, there is value in going through a travel agent. There is a merit in going through a travel agent. Notwithstanding, say, some of the cost concerns that people may have.
Absolutely. All those prices are actually with travel agents. I have them linked on the website, actually, on thetravelexpert.ie for anyone who wants to see them. But I think if the last month has taught us anything, any long haul holidays, they like having a travel agent there to be able to ring, to rearrange your flights, to change things, to cancel, to get your refunds. They've been invaluable. They've been working basically for free for the last month. So I think people definitely should keep that in mind, particularly if you're booking a long haul trip. Absolutely.
Now, the idea of a cruise holiday to me is worse than kind of gouging my eyes out, because I just, the idea of being on a boat. But I mean, for many people, it's a real attraction. And you've picked out a number of really, I suppose, if you're into that sort of thing, a number of really nice ideas and nice trips.
Well, do you know, if people were planning on traveling around Asia and doing a few different islands or moving from place to place in Thailand or something, it's a way of seeing lots of different destinations on one trip. I mean, that's you know, without a doubt, one of the huge benefits. But also some of the more modern ships now, I mean, I always say there's a cruise for everybody out there. You know, they're very, very different. And there's a lovely Mexico and Caribbean cruise in the wintertime in November, which will be a lovely time of year to go on Star Princess. I was on their sister ship. Absolutely gorgeous ship, at $13.49, including your flights and your meals. And, you know, it's great value. You can go up market and go five star like Azamara, which would be a smaller ship to Alaska, something completely different. So maybe three nights in Vancouver and an eight night luxury cruise on a five star ship in the summertime. You'd be talking about 3,000 for with your drinks and your gratuities and everything included. So you can kind of go from the reasonable four star cruise ships to the right up to five, you know, some of them even feel like kind of six star, you know, the small little yacht cruises and everything. There again, that's one I would say definitely talk to agents on, because the cruises vary so much depending on where you're going and the time of year and things like that as well.
And finally, Sarah, I mean, with the Trump administration, anecdotally, where you hear a lot of people saying, I'm not going to go to America, I just don't want to go there, blah, 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 I'm just worried about the general feel of the place. But what are numbers like going towards American Canada? And is there value for money, or are there trips worth looking at both either in Canada or in America at this stage?
Well, Canada has seen huge demand, this surge, and we've actually got like seven different services to Canada. I don't think people realise there's direct flights to Vancouver, to Calgary, to Halifax, to Toronto. Like, there's so many options there. But the funny thing about the States is, you know, before the war started, there was definitely a bit of a, you know, people were saying, I don't know if I want to go to America. And then as soon as people couldn't fly east, then all of a sudden they were back interested in going to America again.
Pragmatism at its best.
It's funny how people, you know, people have short memories and they change, they adapt. So there's definitely, like, there's no doubt about it. There's so many direct flights to the States from Ireland, like there's 33 direct services to 24 airports. So this, it's just so accessible, and there is good value there. I know some states can be quite expensive on the ground, but, like, you know, I was in Utah last year and I found it very reasonable compared to, you know, we hopped over into Vegas and it was absolutely extremely expensive. So it depends on, you know, it's not a case of one size fits all. Nashville is proving really popular with Aer Lingus. A lot of people are interested in that deep south road trip from Nashville to New Orleans, going to Memphis, and that's really, really popular and good value. I have packages to these linked as well. But Canada for me is, I think, definitely a big winner. There's fabulous road trips and different things you can do there. One that I'd love to do myself is the Alberta road trip from Calgary to Vancouver through the Canadian Rockies.
Unfortunately,
there's loads of options.
Unfortunately, Sarah, we are out of time. But listen, I could talk to you for hours in relation to, particularly having lived in New Orleans in the past, I would have loved to explore those sort of options. But anyway, listen, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you so much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.